look at it.
And another theater comes down. What kind of loving wife are you to drag me here?
I wanted to come back, Ben. I wanted something when I came here 30 years ago. But I forgot to write it down, and God knows what it was.
Well, I'm glad you're glad to be here. That makes one of us.
Oh, Ben, I love the way you hate it when I'm happy and you're not.
Way up there, way up there, what do you say up there?
I'm one guy who hates to fly, and I've been flying all day long. Beg your pardon, my wife, she took the early plane. You haven't seen her, have you? Strawberry blonde about so high. No. No. It's crazy, all the traveling I do. I can't get used to flying. You know, once I met this fella out in Denver, Salt Lake City. Anyway, he's in the airport bar, and is he stoned? He's scared of planes, he tells me. So I say, look, fella, if it's that bad, miss the flight. I can't, the guy says. I'm the pilot. She's a little girl, cute as hell, pink dress. Are you sure you haven't seen her?
To the Follies. It means it's another 60 minutes of Grease Paint in Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
I've had some correspondence that says, how come you always start the programme, Bilsby? Why don't you let one of the other two do it? So, in weeks to come, you can start the programme.
Oh, that means we're all going to have to move round seats.
Yeah.
Because so. you've got the buttons in front of you.
I forgot about that bit. Anyway, welcome to 60 minutes of the best of the musicals. We've got our usual features, which are...
Yes, I've got a lyrical challenge, which, although it's hard, I've tried to make it quite easy.
Johnny Good.
And we have our tour 22, which this week come from a little-known musical called Grease.
Oh, it is known, yeah. We might be able to explore what that's all about. And also, I've got the answer to last week's expert questions, because I didn't
Yes,
give you
we've a... been in suspense for seven
yes,
days.
Yes, I haven't been able to sleep.
Yeah, right.
Plummy and slam!
Nancy. Wake up, boys! The lady's in the air!
Ladies! Corking
in! Here, we'll have less of that if you don't mind. Here, so where's the gin then, Fagin?
All in moderation, my dear, all in moderation. Too much gin can be a dangerous thing for a pure young girl.
Ooh, and what's wrong with a bit of danger then, eh, Mr. Fagin? After all, it's the only bit of excitement we get. And who would deny us that small pleasure?
Small pleasures, who would deny us these? Gin the toddies, large measures, no skimping if you please. I rough it, I love it, life is a game of chance. I never tire of it, leading this merry dance. If you don't mind having to go without things, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though it ain't all jolly old pleasure out. It's a fine
life.
Ain't that right, Ben? Go on, you tell him, girl.
Kez is right. Life is near at the sinister ring. Fine is and fine graces.
Don't have to sin to eat.
We wander through London.
Who knows what we may find?
There's pockets left undone
on many a behind. Mind taking it like it turns out. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
I keep the candle burning until it burns out. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though you sometimes do come by the occasional black eye. You can always cover one till he blacks the other one, but you don't dare cry.
No flounces, no feathers, no frills and fur below.
If you
you don't mind having to deal with Fagin. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though diseased rats threaten to bring the plague in. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
But the grass is green and dense on the right side of the fence. It sometimes touches me for the likes of such as me. Mine's a fine.
Well, Julia and Mark did a fabulous rendition of Nancy and Fagin during that. We have, of course, just heard It's a Fine Life from Oliver.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yeah, so this week, it's going to be rather a long one because I thought that might give people a clue because
no,
it's quite...
No, let's be honest. You got the hump last week because Alistair came out with four lines, so you thought you'd go for a whole verse.
I have gone for a whole verse, actually.
Well, keep quiet.
Okay, here we go. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinklers sprinkling away. Careers are hyped before the scripts are type. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
See, that's a bit of a clue, that last
bit. Well, that's what I thought. That's why I did the whole verse.
You could have just done the first bit and then skipped to the end of that. If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. I'll give the answers to last week's expert questions next.
I've seen the general so despondent. I have taken over writing all his correspondence. Congress writes, George, attack the British forces. I shoot back, we have resorted to eating our horses. Local merchants deny us equipment, assistance. They only take British money, so sing a song of sixpence.
The cavalry's not coming.
But sir,
Alex, listen, there's only one way for us to win this. Provoke outrage. Outright.
That's right.
Don't engage, strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight.
Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight.
Outrun,
outrun,
outlast,
outlast.
Hit them quick, get out fast. Stay alive until this horrible show is past. We're gonna fly a lot of flags half-mast.
Raise a glass.
I go back to New York and my apprenticeship.
I ask for French aid, I pray that France is sent a ship.
I stay at work with Hamilton, we write essays against slavery. And every day's a test of our camaraderie and bravery.
We cut supply lines, we steal contraband. We pick and choose our battles and places to take a stand. And every day, sir, entrust me with a command. And every day,
no,
he dismisses me out of hand. Instead of me, he promotes Charles Lee, makes him second in command.
I'm a general.
Yeah, he's not the choice I would have gone with.
He shits the bed at the Battle of Monmouth.
Everyone attack!
Retreat!
Attack!
Retreat!
What are you doing, Lee? Get back on your feet!
But there's so many of them!
I'm sorry, is this not your speed? Hamilton!
Ready, sir!
Have Lafayette take the lead!
Yes, sir!
1,000 soldiers die in 100-degree heat
as we snatch our stalemates from the jaws of defeat.
Charles Lee was left behind without a pot to fixin'. He started saying this to anybody who would listen.
Washington cannot be left alone to his devices. Indecisive from crisis to crisis. The best thing he can do for the revolution is turn and go back to planting tobacco in Mount Vernon.
Don't do a thing. History will prove him wrong.
But sir,
we have a war to fight. Let's move along. Strong words from Lee. Someone ought to hold him to it.
I can't disobey direct orders.
Then I'll do it. Alexander, you're the closest friend I've got.
Lawrence, do not throw away your shot.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Funky Buck Club is proud to present that Sepia Symphonette, those crooning Cavaliers. Those soulful seraphs of song. Those five guys named Mo.
Short and she isn't too tall. She's in the groove and right on the ball. She's great, petite and gone. What a babe! She's the top. When we go out, they don't need no traffic. I want to look at her and the traffic stop. She's great, petite and gone. I could have my pick, you know, 'cause I got dough ready to go. But these chicks so mighty fine, got me all tied up like a ball of twine. When I do things, I do them right. I'll never let her out of my sight. We'll tie the knot tight, tight. She's great, petite and gone.
Before that was Hamilton and Stay Alive. Do you like songs where you get the clapping at the end? Do you think that adds to it or not?
It kind of works on some recordings, and others it feels like an intrusion.
Yeah, because you know, you buy the CD and then you've got this 3 minutes worth of clapping at the end of each track. Drives you out the wall. Anyway, okay, here's the answer to the question. Now, you've got the Elvis Presley, and I gave you the McAfee.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Bye Bye Birdie questions. Yes. Right, yes.
But sorry, Baba, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, Bye Bye from last week, Bye Bye Birdie questions. Most people know the famous song Put On a Happy Face, sung by Albert Peterson. However, the original stage version, this song is sung to a character, to one character, but in the popular 1963 film, it is sung to a completely different character. On the stage version, Albert sings Put On a Happy Face to Rosie DeLeon, his girlfriend and secretary. Yeah, in the film version, it was rewritten and sung to Kim McAfee, the teenage fan, as he coaches her on to a smile for the to smile and look perfect for the television cameras.
So that sounds like they changed the story then.
They did, must have done. Yeah. And question three, Albert Peterson is trying to become an English teacher, but his mother's got, I'm just can't just chase here, I'm not reading all that again. Mae Peterson constantly complains that she suffers from gastritis.
Ah.
Or an upset, inflamed stomach, yet she's almost always eating pickles and offering pickles to everyone she meets. So there we are. That's the expert question from last week.
Do you feel enriched now? Yeah,
Do I feel as if I want to see the show?
Well, I thought you did very well to keep your eyes open during that, actually.
There is a curious paradox that no one can explain. Who understands the secret of the reaping of the grain? Who understands why spring is born out of winter's laboring pain? Or why we must all die a bit before we grow again? I do not know the answer. I merely know it's true. I hurt them for that reason. And myself a little bit too.
Wow. Well, that was There Is a Curious Paradox from the Fantastics. It was the original recording.
Johnny Good, time to do this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
I have to tell you that I had Mr. Woodgate and Julia serenading me with a song saying there's some lovely songs in Fantastics, which was what? Try to remember what?
Try to remember.
Try to remember.
Right, lovely. Okay, question one. Ask the experts. Most people know the famous songs like Summer Nights or Grease Lightning, but which character sings the only song in the entire musical that is performed as a solo directly to the audience with no other singers or backing vocals? Also, what's it called?
Oh.
Would that be Hopelessly Devoted?
Possibly.
I think that's a complete solo, isn't it? Hopelessly Devoted.
I was thinking, what's the one she sings in her bedroom?
Question two. In the original stage version of Grease, 1971, the characters have surnames that were mostly dropped or changed for the famous 1978 film. Can you name the correct original stage surnames for the four main characters of the Pink Ladies, Sandy, Rizzo, Frenchie and Marty?
Because in the original Chicago production where it kicked off, there were quite a lot of Polish-American names and Italian names as well. I think only two surnames survived when it became a stage, when it sort of moved on.
Because
the original production was very gritty and very, very hard-nosed, and that was all toned down when it sort of developed into the fully-fledged musical after Chicago.
Okay.
Gosh, but what were their surnames?
You can do one. I don't need all of them.
I can't. I think I do know Rizzo's, but I can't remember it.
Question three. At the start of the show, the students are talking about their high school. What does Rydell High get its name from, and what real person or place inspired the name?
No.
Got you this time.
Yeah. You have.
You know what's going to happen? Because we're going to talk about Green Room, because they're doing Grease as one of their shows coming up. He'll be doing that as a quiz. You are. On the read-through or the auditions or something. If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria. Maria, Maria. Maria, all the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria, 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 Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. It's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Old Spell, Day by Day. And before that, we heard Maria from West Side Story.
That's a good song, that Maria.
It's such a beautiful song that the repetition of the word can evoke so much emotion.
So yeah, good.
Love it.
So good. Now, we have done the Ask the Experts question before we creep up the Tour 22, and you're both beefing away on your phones.
No, I've suddenly, what I was looking up was not the question that I've actually suddenly remembered possibly the answer to.
Oh, okay.
That Rydell High thing, was it Bobby Rydell, the singer?
Let me have a look. I'll check.
Wasn't what I was looking up, actually. I was trying to look up the surnames.
Yes, Rydell High was named after Bobby Rydell, very popular teen idol and rock and roll singer of the late 1950s and early 1960s. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I remembered that. That was...
Did you know him then?
Yeah, I knew him very well. Good mate.
So we're still looking at the answers for the other two questions. So you're doing Come From Away, mm-hmm, as part of your drama group,
September.
But also you're doing the musical Grease.
We are, in November.
Why did you go for Grease?
Because
it's lots of fun.
Because
it's
lots of fun. So it's a wet November evening and you're going to go to the theatre. What would sort of appeal? Well, why not go and relive those summer nights in November and go to the theatre for an evening of fun? But also, with Come From Away only having a cast of 12,
yes,
and those cast members being generally people slightly older.
Right.
Grease is a great show to be doing as well, because all of the younger members of the company, it gives them a show that really suits them.
Gotcha.
So both shows during July and August are going to be rehearsed together on the same night in two halls, so that we can all kind of come together afterwards for a drink and what have you. And hopefully the cast of one will help crew and front of house the other show and vice versa.
Very good.
So it keeps the company involved in two shows, but very much working together.
So let's summarise that. So you're in Come From Away.
I am.
Which is the older members of the group.
Yes.
Grease are the younger member of the group. So I assume
generally, yeah, sort of give or take.
So
yeah.
I assume you'll be crewing for Grease, won't you?
I shall be crewing for Grease. You are absolutely right. As well as...
See what I did there, Mrs. Yes.
I think he'd make a very good teen angel, personally, but...
yeah, he could.
Yeah, Mr. Fontaine. Great teen angel.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julia Ruffy, and Alistair Woodgate. Don't go away, still some great music to come and our Tour 22.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
Thank you. Grease paint and stage lights.
From Rosie the Musical and A Gentle Breeze. And before that was Oliver with Food, Glorious Food. And we kicked off with All Shook Up and One Night With You. Well, creeping our way up to our tour at 22, but I want to make sure we can try and get it right on the nose. You're off to the Fringe. I can't believe this is what really upsets me. We've done three Fringe recordings
of you at the Fringe doing live links down the line. I can't believe you're going again. It seems to come around so quick.
I know it does. Mm. And when, because you have to book if you want where you want to be quite early, you hardly seem to have come back before you're booking everything for next year.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I mean, do you get a little window to book them before you?
Yeah. The program's up online already. And so I started looking a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I have too.
So do you sit on your own, or do you sit with your people are going to go with and discuss what you're going
to
see?
Well, whatever people really want to see, everybody puts down what they want to see. And if you fancy something they want to see, you go with them. And otherwise, you go to something that nobody else wants to see on your own.
So you don't have to stay with the people you go with.
Oh, no. And then what's really nice about it is everybody comes together in the evening and everyone discusses what they've seen in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which makes it so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose, well, it gives you something to talk about, doesn't it? All that way. And so it happens. I mean, how did it start many moons ago? Does anyone know how it all came together?
What, the festival?
Yeah.
Crikey, it's been going since the 60s or something, hasn't it?
Yeah, 50s? Well, it's a long, long time.
Yeah. The Fringe, it didn't start with the Fringe, though. The Fringe grew gradually at the end of the 60s, 70s, I think.
Absolutely, as an offshoot around the International Festival.
But actually now the Fringe is the thing.
So much bigger than the International Festival itself.
But there is also always a book festival every year.
Oh, right.
Which people I don't think tend to know about much, but there's always a big book festival, and if you like books, you can go and listen to authors talking about their books and things.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because Alison likes literature, so she can go and watch it, and I can go and watch all the plays.
And there's you can go and see proper ballets and operas and things as part of the proper festival, but that's obviously a bit more expensive.
And can you remember the first time you ever went, and what was it like?
Crikey, the first time I ever went was in, I think, probably about 1965,
right?
Because we were up there with my aunt and uncle for the summer, and we went to see, no, can't remember. It was a children's show,
yeah,
but I can't exactly remember what it was.
Mr. Woodgate?
I can't remember the year, but it was probably it was late 90s, first time I went. The first show I saw was Forever Plaid.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah.
I love Forever Plaid.
Is it a play or a musical?
It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll try and see if we can find the soundtrack of it.
That's great.
Forever Plaid. So you're looking forward to this year, I assume?
Yeah, yes, very much. Yes.
Yes.
And you've got your accommodation sorted out now?
Yes,
that was sorted back in January, February.
That's something you have to do really early if you want to be where you want to be, you know. Otherwise, you just have to take what's left at a massive cost.
And train tickets booked as well. So.
Yeah, I suppose you have to book those in advance. Ours. And if you're going to the festival, please let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. You never know, you might bump into these two.
Yes, and if anybody knows of a show going up there that's worth us seeing, let us know.
All right, when I call your name, step forward. Pinocchio, the puppet.
I'm not a puppet, I'm a real boy.
That's your patch of mud down there.
Dumped on a swamp. Man, I tell you, sometimes being a fairy tale creature sucks pine sap. Life is disappointing. Woe is what I know. Outed by my nose, that's just how it goes. For poor Pinocchio. Story of my life, always doomed to fail. Cheated by a fox, swallowed by a whale.
Pan, banished from the town.
Ugly duckling.
They dragged me from the pond. They broke my magic wand.
They blew our condos down.
Wicked witch.
Life is but a witch hunt.
Mama's in the mud. Mama's in distress.
They ridiculed my hat. They said that we were fat.
They tore my cotton granny dress and called me a hot and tranny mess.
Sugar plum fairy.
Story of my life. Booted from the ball. Told to go away.
Toppled off a wall.
That's the story of my life.
You're late, rabbit.
That's the story of my life.
Have fun, you guys.
That's the story.
If we find you back in the kingdom, you will be executed.
Time to do this.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
The link we put there, it was lovely, wasn't it? To Grease. See, yeah. Grease Paint and Grease, the 2 at 22. Okay, who's doing the 2 at 22
yes,
for this week?
Yes, I am. So, as we say, two shows from Grease, one of the most popular musicals ever. And we're going to hear It's Raining on Prom Night. But, of course, we've got to start with Grease is the Word.
In the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
I was deprived of a young girl's dream by the cruel force of nature from the blue. Instead of a night full of romance supreme, all I got was a runny nose and Asiatic flu. It's raining on prom night. My home is a mess. It's running all over. My home, my
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Have you got a suggestion for two songs from one show? Send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, I'm going to do these questions again. I don't know how many we've got, to be honest. Can you give me one surname from one of the characters? Sandy, Rizzo, Frenchy or Marty?
So, Sandy was Dombrowski, wasn't she?
Was, yeah,
oh, yes,
Dombrowski.
That's right.
I can't remember who was... Di Gregorio.
Not on my list.
Not on your list. Okay.
Frenchy?
I'm absolutely sure I'll know Rizzo's when I hear it, but I can't think of it.
I thought she was Betty Rizzo.
Shall I give you the answer to that one? It's not. It's Rizzo was Rizzo. This one stayed the same.
Oh, no! Oh, I must have been thinking of someone else then. Oh.
Well, you got question three. You got the other one, didn't you?
Bobby Rydell.
And we're looking for the character who sang to the audience without any backing or chorus involvement. I'll give you a clue.
When you say without any backing, you don't mean without any music.
No, it's not not a group. It's a solo. To the audience with no dancing, backing or anything whatsoever.
I honestly thought it was Hopelessly Devoted.
Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
Go on. It was the character Rizzo. And she sang the song, There Are Worse Things,
Things I Can Do.
Well, you can have those three for your quiz for Greece.
I still think, look up Hopelessly Devoted.
Right, you have a look then while I play some.
Yeah, you carry on.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. Like the last time and the time before, everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Now all the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen sometime. Maybe this.
that's what I long to be. Now all the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gonna happen. Happen sometime. Maybe this
It's a lovely song to sing that because it builds up and builds up to that. Oh, fantastic. Time to do this.
Holy cow! They shake my nerves and they rattle my brain.
These asteroids would drive a man insane.
They broke the shield.
We'll all be killed.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yeah, so I'll read it to you one more time because it is quite a long verse.
Long verse?
Yes.
We've got time.
I think so, hopefully. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinklers sprinkling away, careers are hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
If you know what it is, get it in quick. It's musicals@beatinternet.com. If you're a winner, we'll send you a prize in the post. Thank you for listening for the last 60 minutes. We really do appreciate your company. And if you've got information that you'd like us to share to other folks, then send it through to please to musicals@beatinternet.com. I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
Until next time, the answer to this week's lyrical challenge is...
It is Cap Teeth and Caesar Salad from Tell Me on a Sunday.
Cap Teeth and Caesar Salad, good old Beverly Hills. With every deal that's done, an award is won. You can rent a car or rent a star. Sprinkle away careers are being hyped before the the scripts are typed, I'll call you back and have a nice day. Cap tea and Caesar salad, spotless Beverly Hills. If someone takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valley barking, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Stigwood's office? No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Cap teeth and Caesar salad.
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.